Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right, all right, all right. Hey ho, let's go. Hello, my legendary friends. Welcome to another episode of Questions and Cocktails, where I take questions that you email into me. If you want me to answer a question, send email to blackhole@legendsandlosers.com. And I would encourage you to keep the questions short and to the point, and that'll increase the likelihood we can get it done here on Legends and Losers. And also, we have an ongoing series with Joe and Bix Bixon. If there are questions you want them to ask, just make a note of that when you email blackhole@legendsandlosers.com. And as always, this episode is sponsored by our good friends at Oracle NetSuite. If you're looking for how to turbocharge your growth in your business, if the time has come to move your business to the cloud, if the time has come to level the playing field in your startup, your small entrepreneur business, your growth business against the bad guys, you can now plug into the infrastructure from one of the greatest and largest technology companies in the world that allows you to compete and win against the big guys. To set up a free growth review with an expert in your industry, check out netsuite.com/legends. All right, here we go. The question, this one is a fun one, or the question on this episode is a fun one. Dear Christopher, thank you for all you do. Legends and Losers has become my favorite podcast, and you're often a source of water cooler conversation at our company. That's awesome. Thank you for telling me that. My question is, how do I create great content and become a thought leader in our category like you have? You seem to pump out a lot, and it is all pretty great. And I want to produce great content like you do, but I'm not sure how to get started. Signed, Stuck with Big Thoughts. Well, thank you for those compliments. And here's what I would suggest you do. Before you start, think about, okay, so how do you want to do this? Is this a blog? Is this a book? Is this a podcast? Is this like you want to be a Twitter thought leader? So the distribution and the form factor matters a lot. That's sort of point A. Point B, what I would share with you is, you know, what we've learned is that we can take a podcast episode and turn it into a great blog. And if you read Niche Down, you know that I would guess about a quarter, maybe even a third of the examples in Niche Down, which of course is a book, originated from podcast conversations. And so one of the ahas I've learned in the 2 years, well, that's not quite 2 years, but year and a half or so we've been doing Legends and Losers, and a number of smart people helped me realize this, is that Legends and Losers is not a podcast. We create great content, hopefully great content, and there's all kinds of ways to express that content. Podcast is number one. Some people watch the podcast on YouTube. We shoot video. And we've begun to be more thoughtful about turning some of our episodes and some of our learnings into blog posts, and even in the case of Niche Down, use the content from the podcast in the book. And so think of yourself as a media company, and you have a primary way that you create content, and then you have all these other secondary ways in which you can execute your content or express it. So that's kind of more on the how to think about what you're about to go do part. Now, as it relates to the content itself, I try to be guided by the sage words of Eric Weinmeier, who's the first blind man to summit Everest and the first blind man to solo kayak the Grand Canyon. His book called No Barriers is great. And by the way, he's just started a new podcast called No Barriers. So check that out. So what did Eric say when he was on Legends and Losers? He said, the world doesn't need more bullshit. And so I don't think anybody needs a blog post from you about following your passion or any other sort of topic that has been done to death. So the first thing I would ask you to think about is, what's different about you? And lean on that different, because if it's already been said, if it's already been done, particularly if it's already been said and done many times, you don't need to say it or do it again. Number two, what's your point of view? What problem do you solve? And why does that problem matter? And are you do you have a point of view that is interesting, provocative, and of course, I'm going to use this word very much on purpose, differentiated? If you consume any of the stuff that I put out, you notice there are certain themes that come up all the time. And that's because I have a point of view centered around entrepreneurship, centered around category design, centered around life design, and a few other things. But you'll notice there are themes. And so, you know, you might be great at just going topic to topic, but I think a lot of the most interesting people have a unique and differentiated point of view, and they kind of come from that point of view on a regular basis. So I would get grounded in what makes you different and why you are solving and addressing problems and topics that are interesting and worth solving. Now, when you go to create your blog, your book, your podcast, or whatever it is, I would ask you to take the sage words of John Bielenberg, the legendary designer who's been on Legends and Losers, good dear friend of mine, his sage words into your thinking. He wrote a book called Think Wrong or Thinking Wrong. And the essence of thinking wrong is if you take a particular topic and you say, okay, what do most people think, say, and do around this topic? Problem, opportunity, situation, whatever it is. And then say, what is exactly the opposite of that? 180 degrees. Now, the opposite of what most people might do might be a really dumb thing to blog about or do a podcast about. But it starts you at a place that begins to help you think about a differentiated approach, a differentiated point of view. So again, what makes you different? Develop your point of view and think wrong. And so those are things that I try to anchor to. The next one is, you know what? Stop thinking about it so hard. Just get started. You know, Peter Drucker famously said the reason he continued so long in life to continue to write and speak and do the things that he did was it's the only way he knew what he was thinking. And what I have found is I can think about something in my head, but what really gets it to take life is when I write it in a document or create a PowerPoint about it or even go give a speech on the topic. I'm somebody who thinks partially by thinking and a lot by, if you will, talking or writing. And so just get started. Just start working on those blogs. Shoot a bunch of podcast episodes. And even if they're garbage and you never use them, I know some podcasters who get 8 or 10 episodes in the bag and they realize, this is not what I want to do. And they throw those episodes out and they start over. But don't worry about starting. Just start and see what happens. The fifth thing I would share with you is get help. I have a ton of help. I had 3 co-authors on my first book. Heather Clancy partnered with me on Niche Down. And thank God she did. Jamie J., and his partner, Sarah, produce Legends and Losers. I have an amazing team of folks who help convert Legends and Losers episodes into blog posts. They take the first stab at it. I then massage it, and then we have something. And so I've tried to do things that help scale me so that I can focus on the podcasting and the writing and have partners who make me better and or take over certain parts of this. The sixth thing I would say to you is get coaches. So Ellen Violette helped Heather and I. She was our book coach for Niche Down. And so I have sought out coaching from people who are great podcasters, who specialize in book launches in this case, book marketing, et cetera. And so one, work with collaborators, and two, get coaches and get help on some of this execution. And then the other thing I'd say is part of what you're trying to do is create broad distribution that gives you both social proof and exposes you to whole sorts of different audiences. So I would encourage you to be a guest on other podcasts. There are podcast booking agencies that you can get involved with that do podcast interview marketing. I work with an outfit called Interview Valet. There are several others that do a great job, but they'll get you on podcasts, and that makes a difference. Look at third parties that you might write for or might distribute your content. Right now, I'm doing a lot for GrowWire.com, who's connected to our key sponsor, NetSuite, so that's kind of really a cool tie-in for me. I also, there's a startup that I really like called The Mission, and they've become a very powerful media company in the sort of thought leadership entrepreneur space. And they've done that primarily, interestingly enough, on Medium, the blogging platform. And so they've been a great distribution, content distribution partner for blogs for me. In the past, I've written for Fortune, Forbes, CBSNews.com, Sandhill.com, and a whole bunch of others, TechCrunch. I think there's still value doing that for sure. And if you have an opportunity to be in Fortune or TechCrunch or whatever, those can be great platforms for you for distribution. The one sort of thing I would say to you is the sage words of Isaac Morehouse, the founder of Praxis, stick in my mouth or stick in my head, which is be your own credential. And so, look, I find it's easier, frankly, to get, how do I want to say this, distribution, blogging on Quora or Medium, or even on legendsandlosers.com and building my own sort of platform. And I need sort of Fortune and Forbes and these other things a lot less today than I ever did before. So it gives you social cred for sure if you blog for you know, a big media brand. But at the same time, you know what? If you write something legendary on Quora, 10, 20,000 people might see it or a lot more. You know, my friend Dushka Zapata, who's been on the podcast many times, you know, she's at, I don't know, 120 or 130 million views of her work on Quora alone. So I'd ask you to think about other distribution mechanisms. LinkedIn, is that a good platform for you? Quora, Medium, even Facebook, and of course, Twitter, depending on what you're doing, maybe Pinterest or others. So there's lots of distribution capabilities today. There's your own, and then there's all the social ones and so forth. So I'd ask you to be very thoughtful about how to propagate your content so that it gets seen. It's not enough today to build or to create legendary content. You also, if you want the world to see it and you want to stand out, you have to have a distribution and marketing platform. So in conclusion, I'd suggest seven things. One, what's different about you? Two, develop your point of view. Three, think wrong. Four, just get started. Five, work with collaborators. Six, get help from people who can coach you who are good at either content creation or distribution. And seven, don't forget the form factor and distribution and marketing. And don't think that one piece of content should be one way. If you create a great blog, maybe do a podcast episode about it, etc. And so think about your content as a piece of awesomeness, and you might express that awesomeness and distribute that awesomeness in different ways. So stuck with big thoughts. I hope that answers your question or at least gives you some things to think about. I appreciate your question very much. And those of you listening, if you want me to address a question going forward on questions and cocktails or cocktails and questions, whatever we call this episode, send email to blackhole@legendsandlosers.com. And deep apologies to Marcus Rust, CEO of Roseacre Farms. We just ran out of time for you.